It's the Bay Area's Throwback Station, Q102, with your Big Daddy Victor Zaragoza with Monday Night Raw coming to town. I have the one and only, the beautiful and ever so talented WWE Women's Tag Team Champion, one half of the Iconics, Miss Peyton Royce. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for giving me a little bit of your time and your busy schedule. Now that you're the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion, I'm sure your schedule is just outrageous.
You're right, it is outrageous.
But that's a beautiful thing, though, right? You're living the dream.
Absolutely. Busy is good.
You and Billy Kay, congratulations. But let's go ahead and take care of the good stuff first. WWE Monday Night Raw comes to San Jose on Monday, June 10th. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com and also on our website at Q102SF.com. Now, Peyton, let's go ahead and take it back a little bit further here. As you were growing into all this, a lot of people love to hear stories like this because I didn't even know this. You actually weren't even, I don't want to say you didn't want to be a wrestler. You wanted to be a dancer before you got the wrestling bug. How'd that come about, or how was that even born about?
Well, I wouldn't say that's the case. I began dancing when I was 3 years old, and I did it up until I was 18. So that's all I knew as a kid. But when my mom showed me WWE for the first time, I think I was 9 or 10 years old, and I fell in love with it, and I became obsessed. And that's the first time I decided that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I was a dancer, but I wouldn't say that's what I wanted to be. I always wanted to be a WWE wrestler.
Wow, I would have picked dancing. That hurts less.
I know.
I mean, I really don't know how some of you ladies do it. Seriously, I'm a big dude, but I'm such a baby when it comes to pain. I'm just getting over a cold, and I'm the biggest baby when I'm sick. But then again, I guess all men are like that.
Man, please.
Exactly. But, you know, congratulations. I mean, your road has been unbelievable. You and Billy Kay, which is your tag team partner, you both signed with NXT at the same time. Now, how'd that come about as you came from Australia over to Canada, I believe, to train? And then how did you get into the whole realm of WWE as far as NXT and that brand?
Well, WWE was always my goal. And I know that was the same with Billy. We kind of have very similar paths. We went to high school together. We started training together in Sydney, and it was just kind of a goal and a dream that we had to pursue together. So I went to Canada to train with Lance Storm so that I could further my training and my education around WWE and pro wrestling. And I kind of did that so that I would just be as prepared as possible for when an opportunity came along for me with WWE. And that actually happened 2 years after I was training with Lance. So WWE was doing a tour of Australia and they were holding a tryout. And Billy and I were very lucky to be invited to the tryout. So we stood by each other the whole 3 days. We busted our butts. We were so prepared because for us, we just were not leaving that tryout without a contract. We had tunnel vision. This was like the opportunity of our dreams. And so that was the tryout that got us both signed by WWE together. We went through the whole contract signing process and starting of NXT together. We've literally done everything together.
That's beautiful. That's great, though. You know, no disrespect to Billy Kay because she's not here to defend herself. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But I think they should have used your entrance theme song from NXT for the Iconics. This is just me talking out loud between you and I.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
A lot of people tell you that?
I do get a few comments here and there on Twitter, but actually, I preferred Billy's music over mine, so I was excited that we got her music.
Really? Now, what if you guys wrestled over it? Like, all right, whoever wins gets to use the theme song. Can you beat her?
I would probably let her beat me.
You're such a sweetheart. I love it. Talking to Peyton Royce, she is one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions and also the Iconics. That's what they are known for. Now, when you finally got to WWE, let's go ahead and take it to just a few months ago, back in April, the biggest, the grand stage of them all when it comes to wrestling or sports entertainment, WrestleMania. Good Lord, woman, I got to say, congratulations, and I take my hat off to you. What an incredible fatal four-way match that you had with the ladies, and then you walk away with the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. What does that mean to you personally?
Well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. That night was just the most surreal night of my life. It was a culmination of 15 years in the making, and it was the night all my dreams came true. I still get goosebumps and teary-eyed talking about it even a few months later, just because it's so special to Billy and I to have a women's tag team division, and then on top of that, to win the championship at WrestleMania. And it was our first WrestleMania together. So
right.
It was just so many special things, and it all happened on one night, and we got to do it together. And it was just, I don't know if anything in my career will ever top it. It was so special to me.
You know, I was just about to ask you that. That was going to be my next question. Now that you are the women's tag team champions, you and Billy Kay, the Iconics, what can top that? I mean, what if you had the opportunity at one of the women's champions belt, but you had to fight Billy Kay?
Oh, there you go. So a spanner in the works for that one. I mean, we would come up with some sort of shenanigans. We would make it work.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Now, you know, I say this respectfully, but for my son, I think I just irritate him. I walk around the house sometimes, and I do the whole arm movement and the pose. I walk around the house going, "Iconic!" And, it irks him so bad. Not that he hates you, ladies, because he loves you, ladies. I think he just hates that his dad is doing that.
That's incredible. I need a video of that, please.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen, girl. I think we're okay with that. Talking to Peyton Royce, one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, also known as the Iconics, with her BFF, Billy Kay. They're going to be at WWE Monday Night Raw this coming up Monday at the SAP Center in San Jose. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com and also on our website at Q102SF.com. And I also have some tickets coming up in just a little bit, so make sure you stay close for that. Now, let me ask you this. Let's talk a little serious here. I've been watching wrestling since, I guess you can say, the 70s. I'm giving my age out here, but I'm perfectly fine with my... I know you're like, wow, I wasn't even thought of back then.
No, I
was a little kid then, okay, Peyton? I was a little kid. Anyway, it was such a male-dominant sport. Into just a few years back, yes, there was women wrestling in there. You know, we can go back to, Mae Young, to the Moolah. The list goes on and on who have paved the road. But can we finally say it's about time to let the women get out there and do what they do, especially at WrestleMania when they actually, they headline WrestleMania, which I don't think was ever thought of. But when it comes to all that, now that I go to some of these, some of these matches, some of these, entertainments, WWE Raw or SmackDown, I see a lot of little girls out there, which makes me smile because it just goes to show that women can do anything men can do, if not even better. So when it comes down to that, what does that mean to you when you are now a positive role model for some of these little girls that can possibly grow up and be the next Iconics, the next, Peyton Royce? What do you say to them and how does that make you feel?
It's just when I see little girls and little boys in a crowd, it reminds me of me when I was their age and I was, such a big fan. And part of my dream of becoming a WWE superstar was to be able to give back and to make fans feel the way that I felt as a kid when I was watching on TV. So, when I see little boys and girls and whether they're cheering or booing me, I just that makes me so incredibly happy because that was such a big part of the dream. And to anyone out there who has a dream, no matter what it is, I just say to them, you can do it no matter what. You just have to put in the time and the effort and work hard, and whatever it is that you want, you can get.
Very well said. I applaud you for that. I salute you and I take my hat off to you. See, you get the trifecta of the good stuff there, girl.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you this. What would be your dream match? Whether it's a tag team with the, as the Iconics with Billy Kay, or solo match, what would be your dream match? And you know what? We'll even extend it. It can be, a legend, or it can be someone in the realms now. What would be your dream match that Peyton Royce would be like, I'm glad I had this moment?
Oh, there are so many women I would love to share the ring with, but just off the top of my head, if Billy and I had a chance to be in there with Trish and Lita, that would be incredible. The Bella Twins also are two women who we've looked up to and dreamt of being in the ring against. If I'm gonna take it back to a legend and I'm gonna change the genders here, I grew up the biggest fan of Eddie Guerrero, so that would have been a dream for me too.
Thank you. Yes. He's one of my all-time favorites, Eddie Guerrero. I got to actually see him when he fought here in San Francisco and won a belt against Brock Lesnar. And that was just the ultimate. I was practically in tears. I was so happy for my man. Yeah. You know, so I definitely feel you for that. And hopefully one day maybe you can fight. Don't tell her I said this because she will kick my ass. Maybe you can fight Becky Lynch and call her no belts. That'll be awesome. Well, Peyton, thank you much for your time. Stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making a lot of people proud out there and very, very happy, especially the young generation as they're coming up. You're an excellent role model, and tell Billy Kay the same thing. So we'll see you out there on Monday at Monday Night Raw.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your kind words.
And we appreciate you, Peyton. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you as well, hon. I appreciate you. And if you ever want to get a hold of her, you can follow her on Twitter at Peyton Royce WWE. Don't forget, Monday Night Raw. It happens this Monday, June 8th, SAP Center, San Jose. Tickets still available at Q102SF.com. We have a link right there to Ticketmaster. And we'll see you there with the Bay Area's Throwback Station, Q102.